For Antiwar.com and Chaos Radio 95.9 in Austin, Texas, I'm Scott Horton, and this is Antiwar Radio.
Jonathan Williams is from Students of Peace Action Network. First off, tell us about your organization.
Certainly. Student Peace Action Network was started in the mid-90s as a project of Peace Action, one of the nation's largest grassroots peace organizations. So I was hired to coordinate this network. We have students all across the country that work really closely with our chapters and affiliates at Peace Action. And the whole program is designed to foster the leadership of youth in the peace movement and introduce young people to the concepts of peace, to understanding of history and organizing, and build their community organizing skills for the future. So,
you engage in anti-recruitment efforts.
Absolutely, yeah. One of our main projects is working with young people that are considering enlistment into the military. These are usually everyone from middle school till about halfway through college or so, and we work on explaining to them their options outside of the military, explaining to them the reality of service in the military and what they might expect there. We often have them meet with veterans who have served in the military to explain their experience, someone who isn't a recruiter trying to sell them something. So we do a lot of this sort of work and just try to educate young people about their options and hopefully inspire them to more peaceful careers.
What are the typical objections you meet when you're talking to probably a young man more than a woman, but a young man who wants to sign his life away?
Well, there aren't typically objections per se. Most of the students that we talk to are very respectful and are very interested, particularly the ones that are considering joining the military. I might go to a school and give a presentation and explain a few things or have a talk with a veteran, and the folks that listen most intently are the ones actually considering joining up. Sometimes they have things to say to us, but most of the time they have a lot of questions. They have a lot of questions, particularly for the veterans that have served before and have a slightly different experience than what the recruiters explain might happen, or what even family members might explain what happened. So typically students are very curious. They want to know, the other side of the story. They want to hear about how likely it is that they'll get their benefits. They want to hear about how likely it is that they'll see combat. They often explain to us some of the outrageous things that recruiters have told them in an effort to recruit them. So, the response varies, but for the most part, young people all over the country are very grateful to be getting, to be informed about other options and to be, have the reality of military service explained to them, regardless of what their decision is.
Do recruiters often tell things that are not, let's say, not entirely truthful when they make these recruitment pitches? And what are some of these common things that are controversial?
Indeed. Recruiters have, in fact, been caught on tape multiple times in multiple cities by several different news organizations. They've had several different journalists go in and pretend to be interested in joining the military and with undercover camera film some of the outrageous lies that recruiters will say. And these recruiters have then subsequently been reprimanded, as we're told. But this is all too common. Recruiters often say that, they can promise you a job. Okay, we see here that you're really interested in basketball. Well, you can join the Marine Corps basketball team. You don't even go to combat. Don't worry about it. Being told that you won't go to war is a very common lie. There's a chance that you might not go to war. There's a chance that you might. A recruiter has no authority to make any promise one way or the other. So these are very common. This promise of you'll not see combat, this promise of you'll get such and such a special job. They often promise benefits after you get out. They promise that they'll take care of you for the rest of your life. As we've seen with how our veterans are taken care of in this country, that's clearly not the case. So recruiters are in a very tough position where they're required to meet a very high quota, and they don't have a really great career to sell. So they have a very tough job, and sometimes they bend the truth in an effort to meet their quotas, an effort to do their job and make mission, as they say.
We were asking the chat room, are you familiar with Chris Hedges' book, What Every Person Should Know About War?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Because that will, that might make a suggestion that might be helpful and useful in perhaps educating some of these young people who probably are very naive. Let me ask another question. This is also kind of from our listeners. The use of video games in recruitment. Now, have there been any specific efforts to shut down the video games?
Absolutely. In fact, we have an ongoing effort in the Philadelphia area to shut down a Walmart-sized video arcade. This is a gigantic complex that's in the Franklin Mills Mall just outside of Philadelphia, and they call it the Army Experience Center. And it's a cross between an arcade and a recruitment center. And it claims to expose young people to the Army experience, where, in fact, you know, it doesn't do anything of the sort. It's not at all the Army experience. It's a video game center. The recruiters that operate it don't even wear uniforms. So it's this very deceitful effort to try to recruit young people using video games.
Now, you said, just so I understand the location, this is in a Walmart center?
No, this is about the size of a Walmart.
Okay.
I believe the former tenant was, in fact, Walmart. But it's in the middle of a shopping mall. It's gigantic, and it has tons of these video games in there and simulators and such. And it's entirely free. And you can be as young as 13 and walk in there and have recruiters who aren't wearing uniforms try to get you to sign on the dotted line while you're playing video games funded by the U.S. military.
Let me, another, for just specifically for people, because we have a lot of libertarians who listen to the show in the Philadelphia area, could you tell people how they can get involved in this?
Certainly. You could actually come to our website at peace-action.org, and you can look up information there. We also have another website called Shut Down the AEC. That's AEC as in Army Experience Center. So shutdowntheaec.net. And it is a website devoted to our campaign there. We've had several protests at the mall, which included veterans and other military personnel coming to explain that this comparing the experience of being a soldier, or particularly a combat soldier, to a video game. We find this is nothing short of deception for the Army to claim that the Army experience is anything like one of these video games that they put in there. And we feel this really dishonors the service of our veterans. And moreover, it's just an incredibly deceitful way to try to tempt young people into joining the military.
Let me ask you this. How do you find the veterans who also help you, assist you in this anti-recruitment effort?
Well, personally, I speak to a lot of veterans every day. I talk to active duty soldiers. I talk to young people considering enlistment. There's certainly, you know, I've had several experiences riding the bus, you know, talk to a soldier and, you know, things will get started that way. Alternatively, we also work with many organizations. I'm part of a group called the Civilian Soldier Alliance when I'm not working for Student Peace Action Network, and we work exclusively on outreach to soldiers and talking to them about their rights. There's also an organization called Iraq Veterans Against the War, which you can find at IVAW.org. I'm sure some of your listeners are familiar with them. And this is a national organization of veterans that have served since 9/11, veterans of the global war on terror who have decided that they don't feel it's the best policy for us to be occupying Iraq or Afghanistan. So we have these vets come in, and they have a wide spectrum of political beliefs. Their only unifying principles are that they believe we should be withdrawn from Iraq and Afghanistan, and that we should be paying reparations to both those countries, and that we should be taking care of our veterans when they get home. So beyond that, you know, it's all fair game, and these vets come in with lots of different perspectives, lots of different experiences, and speak to the students and just give them the truth. And this is how it is. Some of them aren't even against military service. Many of them say, you know, it's your decision, but it's a difficult one. Here's how I felt about it. And again, the students are enormously grateful to be hearing this, because they're just not getting this exposure to what the reality is of the military, let alone war, in school. Moreover, they're just not getting enough career help or jobs or, you know, college scholarships or anything. So any little bit of help is greatly appreciated. So.
Several of my activist friends joined the military many years back because of the GI Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Could you explain this a little bit, and is there somewhat of a bit of a switch, bait and switch involved here?
Yes, the GI Bill was changed in 2009, and on paper, it was a great improvement. Veterans will have an easier time collecting their benefits from the GI Bill. The benefits have been somewhat expanded. As we've seen in the past, what the policy is on paper and what the reality is in practice are often different. So despite there being a new GI Bill, we may still see some of the neglect that's happened under previous GI Bills in regards to veterans getting their benefits. So in the past, you know, the VA system has been backlogged. I mean, there's a six-month waiting list at the VA right now to get your benefits. So President Obama has made some efforts to resolve this, funding the VA more and such, but they are incredibly overburdened. So despite the, you know, somewhat better-looking GI Bill, it's still unclear as to whether or not the experience of a veteran will be much improved based on these benefits. So we like to tell students to be wary of any contracts they sign, consult a lawyer if they can, be sure to talk to their family before signing anything, and again, don't assume a recruiter can make you any promises. A recruiter cannot make you any promises. They often bend the truth in an effort to make their quotas. So, you know, under this new GI Bill, you may see some more benefits, but again, with a bad economy and with maybe slight improvements to your benefits, we still feel that military service is not the best option for most young people.
All right, Jonathan. Okay, in our last minute here, if you could just tell people how they can get in touch with you, how they can get more involved.
Absolutely. If anyone's interested in getting involved, they can visit our website at www.peace-action.org. You can also email me. My email address is span, S-P-A-N, at peace-action.org. And all of our contact information is up on the website. That's peace-action.org. So.
Thank you so much, Jonathan, and thanks for all you do for peace.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.